Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Ruth chapter 2, and we're reading verses 17 to 22.
So Ruth gleaned in the field until evening. Then she threshed the barley she had gathered, and it amounted to about an ephah. She carried it back to town, and her mother-in-law saw how much she had gathered. Ruth also brought out and gave her what she had left over after she had eaten enough. Her mother-in-law asked her, "Where did you glean today? Where did you work? Blessed be the man who took notice of you." Then Ruth told her mother-in-law about the one at whose place she had been working. "The name of the man I worked with today is Boaz," she said. "The Lord bless him," Naomi said to her daughter-in-law. "He has not stopped showing his kindness to the living and the dead." She added, "That man is our close relative. He is one of our kinsmen redeemers." Then Ruth the Moabitess said, "He even said to me, 'Stay with my workers until they finish harvesting all my grain.'" Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It will be good for you, my daughter, to go with his girls, because in someone else's field you might be harmed."
Our focus is on verse 20. "The Lord has not stopped showing his kindness." What a wonderful testimony this was from Naomi. She had been through a devastating time, yet was able to see the Lord's hand in all that was going on. Those who seek to follow the Lord are not immune from the struggles and heartaches of everyday life, whether it's the loss of a job, the loss of opportunities, or the loss of loved ones. Life can taste very bitter at times. Yet somehow, as with Naomi, the Lord is able to turn tragedy into triumph. It can be easy to think that the Lord has forgotten us when things become tough, but it's through those tough times that our trust and faith in Father God can be strengthened. Often we can look back to see how he has wonderfully used difficult times to deepen our relationship with him and increase the impact of our witness to others. So let's acknowledge his kindness and keep trusting him, even when life tastes bitter. A prayer. Father God, thank you that your kindness to me does not stop. Help me to show kindness to others, even in the face of hostility. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.